on the horizon for the Lady Goats. They'll be back into action on Thursday of this week, playing at Warden. That'll be part of a girl-boy doubleheader on the road as they continue non-league play there. And then they'll return home here to Chelan High School as Chelan will be hosting their annual holiday tournament coming up on the 27th and 28th of December, Thursday and Friday. So a little bit of a glimpse at what is on the horizon short term and a little bit longer term here for Chelan tonight. And as mentioned, it'll be boys varsity action coming up later tonight. Chelan and OMAC, they'll do battle coming up at about 7:30. Our live coverage here on LakeChelanNow.com is brought to you in part by Chelan County PUD. Their mission is to provide sustainable, reliable utility services that enhance the quality of life in Chelan County. Thanks as well to Kelly's Ace Hardware, celebrating their 60th year of business. Get everything you need for a home winterization project at Kelly's, including heat and roof cables, security lights, portable heaters, and a whole lot more. And be sure to check out their great selection of holiday decorations and lighting available at the home of the Smiling Irishman, Kelly's Ace Hardware, downtown Chelan on Wooden Avenue. Well, Chelan team certainly looked good in their last outing. We talked about Brewster as they came to town with a very solid program, albeit out of the 2B division. Chelan, of course, a 1A school, but they were a very good basketball program. Came to town doubleheader on the retro night, turn back the clock nights, and both Chelan teams won. Especially impressive, the girls, as mentioned, the Brewster gals have been undefeated. They were 5-0 coming into Chelan, but they left with a record of 5-1. As the Lady Goats took care of business in that one by the final of 54-31. Got the Chelan High School pep band once again across the way from us as they are entertaining the fans here. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get into the starting lineups for tonight's matchup.
At Cashmere Valley Bank, they're committed to the principles that are summarized as the little bank with the big circle of friends. Cashmere Valley Bank is proud to support the student-athletes of the Chelan and Manson teams. Cashmere Valley Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Chelan Realty, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley, owned and operated by the Higgins family since 1972. If you're looking to sell or buy real estate, check out the team at Chelan Realty. Visit online at chelanrealty.com or stop in at 141 East Wooden Avenue, downtown Chelan.
A new must-do attraction for Lake Chelan is Miller's Lake Chelan Auto Museum, featuring three buildings full of classic automobiles and vintage collectibles. They're located at 20 Blue Water Lane. Look for their seasonal opening in the spring of 2019. Miller's Lake Chelan Auto Museum. Frontline Real Estate, powered by Keller Williams, proud to support the student-athletes of our valley. Russ McClellan has been aggressively working the local real estate market for the past 29 years. If you're interested in a career in real estate, be sure to give Russ a call at 682-1111, 682-1111. Frontline Real Estate, located at 2120 West Wooden Avenue in Lakeside, or visit them online at frontlinerealestate.com.
Sorrento's Ristorante at Chelan Cellars, bringing world-class Italian-style dining to the shores of Lake Chelan. Call 682-5409 for reservations. Sorrento's Ristorante at Chelan Cellars.
And an outstanding job, as always, by the Chelan High School Pep Band with the playing of our national anthem as we're getting close to game time here for tonight's matchup between Chelan and the visitors from OMAC. CTL action on tap for you here tonight. Plenty of time if you're thinking about making your way here to Chelan High School Gymnasium for the doubleheader. Haven't even yet started the girls' game. We have the full boys' game coming up later at about 7:30 this evening as well. So Hopefully you can make it out. Remember, Chelan next will play on the road Thursday, traveling to Warden for the girl-boy doubleheader. And then they'll be off for a week before coming back to host the holiday tournament here, coming up a week from this Thursday and Friday after the celebration of Christmas and before New Year's, that tourney taking place here at Chelan High School. We'll have more information on the tournament later on. One of our sponsors of high school sports live here on LakeChelanNow.com on the LCN Sports Network includes North Cascades Bank. Convenient banking begins at North Cascades Bank. Be sure and inquire about their totally free checking and visit them online at NorthCascadesBank.com to try out their free online financial courses. North Cascades Bank, equal housing lender and member FDIC. All right, let's take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. We, for Chelan, will go with Matea Ivory, number 1, the 5'6 sophomore. Also starting will be number 14, Molly Oswald, 5'7 and a junior. Number 20 is Boo Huddleston, 5'6" tall and a sophomore. And we also have starting, of course, Lexi Gleisman, 5'11" senior, the leading scorer for the Chelan Lady Goats. As the players being introduced right now. And it looks like one of the starters tonight going to be Tegan Silva, the 5'7 freshman, apparently getting her first start of the season tonight will be Silva for the Chelan Lady Goats. So Silva, Gleisman, Huddleston, Oswald, and Ivory, the starting five, coached by Rob Huddleston in his first year as the head coach. And for OMAC, the visitors, Mike Abels is the head coach, and they'll go like this. It'll be Trinity Fellman, 5'5 freshman, will start at a guard spot. She's number 3. Number 11 is Sydney Nichols, 5'6 junior, also starting. Their top scorer is Peyton Abrahamson. Number 14, senior at 5'6", averages 10 a game. Mariah Campos, number 20, 5'8", sophomore, will start, along with Hannah Schneider, number 23, 6' and a sophomore. Taya Mendoza, junior, 5'11", not able to play tonight for OMAC. They've called up both Breanne George and Monique Samuels from the JV squad as well to fill out the OMAC roster. So there you have a look at the starting lineups. We're moments away from getting this one underway. Chelan, the Lady Goats, setting to take on the Lady Pioneers of OMAC High School. Glad to have you with us here on LakeChelanNow.com. Don't forget all of the game broadcasts archived and up on our website. Just go to LakeChelanNow.com, look for the Listen tab. It's up on top. Pull down the menu, and you'll find where there are live broadcasts, and then stored within that are the archive games of the previous encounters, although we did have some issues with the Brewster doubleheader, so that is not up online right now. All right, the opening tap up in the air, and it's taken. It's Ivory. She's off to the races, down the left side, puts up a runner, won't go, but the rebound tapped out. Matea gets it back. Gleisman sets for three. It's offline, no good, and a rebound comes down to OMAC. First quarter underway, brought to you by Lake Chelan Building Supply, with locations in Chelan and in Manson. All right, OMAC now as they work it around the perimeter. It's Abrahamson with it, and up on top now as it comes to Campos. Off the dribble, stops it, doubled up in the corner on the left side, pressuring the ball against Chelan. They did such a good job of that against Brewster in their last week, and they come out here and immediately come with the trap to try and force a turnover. OMAC fortunate to get it back. Just underway, no score. 7:20 to play here in the first quarter from Chelan High School, and the shot clock is going to expire. That's something we noticed in that Brewster game, because Chelan employing full court pressure and then with a lot of trapping in the front court, the opponent has to spend a lot of time just getting the ball into front court and then looking to try and get a shot off. And that time, the shot clock expires. Huddleston, bounce pass down at a low block. Silva had it, gets it to Ivory, and a little left-handed runner in the lane is good. Pretty shot, 2-0, Chelan the lead. OMAC now with numbers, trying to fast break up the floor as they beat the press that time, but there's Gleisman to swat away the shot attempt. A block for Lexi. She'll dribble it herself now, bring it into front court here. Over to Matea Ivory, squeezes the ball high on the right-hand side over there. Matea, screen set for her by Silva. Now gives up the dribble, hands it off to Huddleston, and had her pocket picked. Stolen away as we come back the other way on the attack. It's Feldman. Missed the shot. Rebound, Omak. They go back up. It's out of bounds, and it'll stay with the black-clad Pioneers wearing the dark tops and bottoms, white stripes along the shorts, and black numbers outlined in white here for Omak. Inbounds pass. Knocked away again out of bounds, and again touched by Chelan last. So Omak will try it again here with 27 on the shot clock. Chelan in the home whites with the green numbers and the green stripes. They get it wide open inside, and Omak just misses the bunny underneath the basket that time. Gleisman snared the rebound, but it's going to come back the other way, and they say out of bounds here. I think Gleisman stepped out of bounds underneath, so Pioneers get it back. They come left. A Gleisman block again. Takes it right out of the air. Passes it up the floor to Ivory. Going end-to-end with the shot. Going to be fouled on the play by Sydney Nichols. So Nichols will pick up her first foul. First team foul for either side. And Matea Ivory, who has the only points of the contest, will make her way to the free throw line here to shoot a pair. Number one up and good. So Chelan now extends it to a three-point lead. They'll have one more free throw here by Ivory. It's up and rims in and out. No good. Tough luck shot there. Omak now in front court. Again, they draw a trio of defenders this time, but somehow they come out of it. Abrahamson with it. Her pass over to her teammate deflected out of bounds by Tegan Silva with the quick hands that time. So Chelan pressuring at every opportunity. Omak having a difficult time getting into their offensive sets. Their entry pass knocked away, but they pick up a loose ball in the lane near travel. No call. Gleisman finally with a defensive rebound. Outlets the pass to Huddleston up the right side of the floor. Stops, pops, 17-footer won't go. Rebounded inside. Taken there by Oswald. Off to Gleisman. Down the lane. Spins against the defense. Goes with the left hand. Left it a little bit short. Rebound though to Oswald. Again, Ivory up top for three. It is short, and the ball will carry out of bounds to Omak. Not exactly a shooting clinic by either side right now, as we have a couple of substitutions here coming in for Omak. Breanne George checking into the game, and also Casey Veraska. And here comes Omak as they race it up the floor, beat the press, shot put up on the run. It will not go, battling for the rebound underneath, and a push foul. And it's going to go against the Lady Pioneers. That'll be their second personal, or second team foul, I should say. And Campos will get the foul. The 5'8 sophomore, Chelan brings it back the other way, leading 3-0 with 5:10 to play here in the first. Glad to have you with us here on the LCN Sports Network. Molly Oswald comes off the dribble hard to the right-hand side. Her pass out to Huddleston. Nearly got away, but Boo tracks it down. Gets it there to an Oswald open 17-footer up at the top of the circle. No good, but a rebound to Huddleston to get another possession here for Chelan. Now to Ivory. Matea to the right side to Huddleston. Knifes down the lane, puts up a runner. It's offline, no good. Battling for the rebound. Chelan had their chances, but they could not come up with it. And finally, Omak with the basketball as they'll bring it out. Pioneers looking for their first score of the game as they have it now in front court, but Chelan reaching in and knocked the ball free. Loose scramble, but Omak somehow comes up with it. Now it's stolen away. Molly Oswald on the breakaway, lays it up and in. Oswald the steal and the bucket, 5-0 Chelan. As Omak now nearly throw it away again, somehow they save it, Feldman with it, and now Gleisman steals it away. Lexi comes into front court. Leaves it behind her to Huddleston. Boo will pop a three-pointer. No, won't get it to go. Battling inside for the rebound. Battle for it and taken out of there. And here comes Omak. Pioneers with Boo Huddleston out attacking the offensive player, Verasca, with it, and maybe a little too tight that time as a foul going to be assessed here against the Lady Goats. Ashley Sams will come into the game. Also checking in for Chelan, Morgan Harrison, the freshman. And Bo Nordby, another freshman, into the lineup for the Lady Goats. 5-0 Chelan, 3:36 to play. Omak the ball in front court. Looking for offense and really struggling. They get it in the low block. Now wheeling down the lane. They kick it out on top there to Abrahamson. Goes back inside to her teammate. Shot wheeled underneath. No good. And Gleisman snags another rebound. And off to the races comes Chelan. Down the right side, Lexi still with the ball. Now to Huddleston. Boo directing traffic into the corner on the right-hand side, Harrison. Over it goes to Nordby. Nordby on top to Ashley Sams. Takes it all the way down the lane. Puts up a shot. No, but a block against Omak. Ashley determined that time. Big number 44 said, I'm going to attack the bucket. And the 6-foot junior did just that and drew the foul. That'll be Verasca with the foul. Her first third team foul on Omak. And two free throws upcoming here for Chelan. Number one by Ashley Sams, no good. She'll get a second. Second free throw, good. As Sams will split the pair, her first point of the game, and it's 6-0. And we're inside the three-minute mark here in the opening quarter. Not exactly a high-scoring affair. And considering Omak has not scored yet as they miss another shot. Putback won't go. Third putback, no good. Another putback comes up underneath the backboard. And now the pass stolen away by Chelan. Chelan's Huddleston racing into front court. Stops, fouled from behind as her banker nearly went down and in. But she'll get two free throws here. That'll stop the clock with 2:37 here in the opening quarter. Lady Goats up 6. I was about to say that despite this horrid start by Omak with 0 points and down to 2:37 in the opening quarter, the good news for them is they're only down 6-0 as we have a timeout taken here. We'll be back in just a moment.
A stay at Watson's Harboring Resort is like taking a step back in time. Visit them online at watsonsresort.com. And remember that Memorial Day through Labor Day, you can enjoy great dining at an awesome location at Watson's Elpenhorn Cafe. Visit the cafe online at thealpenhorn.com.
Lake Chelan Community Hospital, celebrating their 70th anniversary. Watch for the construction of the all-new Lake Chelan Community Hospital starting next year with completion scheduled for 2021. Visit them online at lakechelancommunityhospital.com.
Back here at CHS after the timeout, Boo Huddleston making her way to the free throw line for the Lady Goats, who lead it 6-0, make it 7-0 as Huddleston gets her first free throw. Her first point. Second free throw, knocked around and no good. So 7-0 it will stay at the moment. Chelan is a team, 2-4 at the line. Huddleston to steal though, gonna go coast to coast, lay it up and in. Boo now with 3 consecutive points, and it gives the Lady Goats the 9-0 lead here in the opening quarter. And Omak just in a whole world of trouble offensively here. There's a nice overplay. Ball knocked out of bounds and nearly forcing the turnover was Nordby. Good hustle play. Matea Ivory will come back in. And Boo Huddleston going to get a break here for the home team, the Lady Goats. Out of bounds to Omak with 22 on the shot clock. The inbounds pass stolen away. Nice job there. Harrison to steal, and then her pass up ahead to his streaking teammate. Matea Ivory carries out of bounds and no good. So Morgan Harrison had the right idea, but her pass a little too tall. Still 9-0 with inside 2 to play here in the opening quarter. Omak in the lane, whirling shot won't go. Ashley Sams up big for the defensive rebound. Hands it off now to Matea Ivory. Long pass up the floor. It goes to Harrison. Leans in, puts it off the glass. No, her rebound follow won't go, but she's fouled on the play. And the diminutive Morgan Harrison, 5'4", a Lister at freshman, battling tough on the offensive glass that time and will earn a trip to the line. Morgan has seen a lot of playing time as a freshman and rattles down the first free throw.
Come on, Nomuk.
Now 10-0. Double-digit lead for the Lady Goats. They missed the second, but they try to get the defensive, or excuse me, the offensive rebound, and then a foul in the front court on a grab going to go against Ashley Sams of the Lady Goats. So three different Chelan players have gone 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 3 of 6, so the score could be even bigger for Chelan right now at 10-0. OMAC still looking for their first points as they struggle with it. It's Feldman with it. Her bounce pass goes off the leg of her teammate right back into Feldman's hands. Now in the corner on the left-hand side, over around to Delgado is in the game. Tried to enter it down low, knocked out of bounds off of one of the Chelan players, and with 8 seconds on the shot clock, out of bounds to OMAC underneath their own basket. Lady Pioneers now come to the left-hand wing with it. 7, they're going to have to be aware of that shot clock. Not sure if they are. Have it high on the left-hand side of the floor, and they're going to dribble out the clock and not get a shot off. That should have been a shot clock violation, but they let him play through it. Not sure why, and now Chelan going the other way, trying to get a fast break bucket. They throw it away. A couple of times Chelan has been guilty of that. They've had the numbers going the other way, but their passes have sailed out of bounds as it did there. Under a minute to play now. First quarter, 10-0 Chelan. Backcourt pressure, backcourt foul on the Lady Goats. Third team foul on Chelan. This one will go on Matea Ivory, her first. Five team fouls on OMAC. The entry pass knocked away. Quick hand jab that time by Harrison to deflect it, but back to OMAC it comes with 29 on the shot clock. Inbounded against pressure in the backcourt. They finally do get it inbounds. Long pass up the floor. They get a player open underneath the rim, but they miss the cripple shot. One more time. Rebound to Chelan. Off they come. Matea Ive quickly into front court down the right-hand side. Still dribbling with it in the corner. Now she'll circle back out on top, get them set in their offense. Comes right, Feldman on her defensively. Hands it off to Harrison, comes right down the center of the lane. Drops a pass off Nordby, the open 15-footer won't go, and a rebound to OMAC. OMAC, pass up the floor, looking for their first score. Can they get it? Yes, they do. Abrahamson, the first score of the game for the Lady Pioneers. 10-2 Chelan, 9 seconds, plenty of time to get a shot off here before the close of the quarter. Silva had it. Out it goes now. And there's Matea Ivory with a deep triple from the right-hand wing just before the horn sounds to end the opening quarter of play. And a nice way to finish out that first period for the Chelan Lady Goats on the triple by Matea Ivory. One in the books. Chelan on top 13-2 here at Chelan High School. And we hope you enjoy the Chelan High School pep band. Always fun to have them in the house here at Chelan High School. Good first quarter for the Lady Goats. They have bolted out to a 11-point lead at 13-2 with some outstanding defense in that first quarter of play. And Chelan now has it to begin the second quarter. Katie Rainville and Haley Watson unavailable for the Lady Goats tonight. Front court with it. Oswald to a wide open Huddleston for a free throw line jump shot that's good. And Boo now with 5 points. 6 for Ivory leading the way for Chelan, 15-2. OMAC down the lane with the runner put high off the backboard. Won't go, but they get the offensive rebound and another opportunity here as Arcenega had it. And then Sydney Nichols had the ball tapped out to her and knocked down about a 14-footer. Her first score, 15-4. Oswald to Huddleston. Out it goes to Gleesman. Her three-pointer no good. Knocked out of bounds along the baseline there. It'll stay with Chelan. Last touch by Omak. So we come inside the seven-minute mark here in the first half. 15-4. Chelan on top. Gleesman triggers the inbounds. Boo Huddleston with it. Step back three. Yes, ma'am. Huddleston with the triple. Give her eight now as she is the game's leading scorer. And it's 18-4. Chelan now steals it. They've got it back. Come left with it to Oswald. Wide open to Gleesman underneath the basket for the easy bucket. Oswald the assist. Gleesman her first score, and it's 20-4. Chelan has opened up a 16-point lead. Gleesman knocks it free. Scramble for it on the ground. Picked up by Chelan. They come with it. Losing it briefly was the Lady Goats, and then traveling with it, Matea Ivory in the front court. Almost stepped on the ball that time, trying to get away from it, actually. It'll come back to Omak here with 6:20 to play in the half. Pioneers down by 16. A game to break a tie for second place in the CTL, and right now it's all Lady Goats. Each team 2-1 in league play coming in. Omak off the dribble. Got a collision of players there as Tegan Silva ran into Giselle Arcenega. And Silva will pick up the foul. That is her first. 14 fouls now on Chelan as Omak inbounds in front court. Arcenega had it briefly as it goes over to Campos. Hands it off to her teammate, flashing to the baseline. Running shot put up will not go as it was missed underneath by Nichols. And then hustling after the rebound, a held ball here. It'll stay in the possession of Omak on the alternating possession. Pioneers 28 on the shot clock as they trigger inbounds. An open three-point look hoisted up that time will not go. But again, Omak with another opportunity with the offensive rebound. They've been scrappy. Nice entry pass that time, but a whirling shot is missed, and it was George into the game. Again, the player that just got called up off JV and put on varsity for this game. Had a good look inside, but could not convert it. Ashley Sams now will come in, and Tegan Silva checking out. The ball knocked out again out of bounds here to Omak from underneath with 11 on the shot clock. They have it up high on the left-hand side, and ball put on the deck, lost it briefly, and then traveling with it. So the Pioneers cough it up. Chelan will have possession here, leading by 16 with 5:29 to play in the half. Boo Huddleston now works her way into front court. Hill with the dribble. Screen set for her. Tried a little screen and roll that time as she tried to get it back to Ashley Sams, who set a pick up top, but the pass went askew, and it's out here to Omak, and Chelan.
Or small, be sure to visit them online at yourlumberyard.com. Now entering their 40th year in business, Lake Chelan Building Supply.
Zippy Disposal Service. Established in 1977 and locally owned, Zippy Disposal provides garbage collection services. Located at 60 Chelan Falls Highway, or call the Zippy Boys at 682-3695 and let them haul it away.
All right, back here. Forgot to put that switch on. That'll make things a little bit better, folks. Sorry about that. Omak with it in front court as they come to the right-hand side. It's all closed up there with pressure defense by Chelan. Entry pass nicely done in the lane. Wheeling left-handed hook shot won't go as the offensive player just ran into two stalwart defenders with their arms straight up in the air, and it went out of bounds to Chelan. So the Lady Goats now come out of backcourt, still leading by 16 at 20-4. Chelan drops it to Ashley Sams with the left hand just a little bit short. Boy, nice execution of the offense. Everything but the bucket. Omak comes back the other way. They get it down in a low block. Shot put up, no, but a foul called here. We'll put Omak at the line. And we'll see if they can get some point production at the free throw line, because not much else has been working. They've got only 4 points, two each for Nichols and Abrahamson. free throw is up and good. So George in the book for the first time. Makes it 20-5. Second free throw up, won't go. Chelan has it in front court now with a 15-point lead. A deep three-pointer put up. That's a bit of an air ball by Chelan that time. Huddleston with the miss and trying to save it on the baseline with Chelan, but to no avail. It comes out here to Omak. Pioneers now on the attack in front court. Chelan comes out to contest, and now they come with the trap on that left side of the floor. Finally, Omak able to give it away, but they pass it right to Ashley Sams. Up ahead to Gleisman on the breakaway, puts it up and scores. Gleisman with her second bucket, 22-5, and Chelan down with a 17-point lead. Yowzer. And a steal by Gleisman. Here comes Lexi, going to go coast to coast, and that's just a layup drill right now for the Lady Goats. Lexi with a half dozen, and it's 24-5. Omak with all kinds of problems possessing the basketball here in this first half. And there, Gleisman again with her hands all over a pass attempt, knocked it out. Last touch, they say, by Lexi. It'll stay with Omak here in their front court as they'll inbound right in front of the Chelan bench. Is Morgan Harrison going to check in? Also, Bo Nordby. So, Boo Huddleston and Molly Oswald will get a breather here for Chelan. 3:13, first half, all Lady Goats, 24-5. A 19-point advantage. The inbound, Omak, shot blocked by Ashley Sams. Loose ball scrambled down to 10 on the shot clock, and Omak does have it back in front court. Now they nearly double dribble, but no whistle. They go to the deck for a loose ball, and let's see what we got here. Chelan trying to bang it off one of the black-clad Pioneers. They get it done. It'll be Chelan basketball. With a fresh 30 on the shot clock, they'll bring it out of back court, leading by 19 inside the three-minute mark here in the first half. Chelan now stop and pop a three-pointer. No good that time by Matea Ivory. The rebound to Omak. And they're off to the races, headed back the other way. Archinaga with it. Passes out into the corner to Feldman. Long three put up. No, won't go. Rebound tapped around. Battling for it that time was Sams, but she couldn't get a hold of it. Instead, Omak, and now they throw it away in front court. So Lady Goats have it. Molly Oswald will re-enter the game, and Matea Ivory comes out now for a break. So Chelan coming out of backcourt as Sams inbounds it there to Harrison. Morgan now operating as the point guard here for the Lady Goats. Cuts left off a Sams screen, puts up the running banker from 8 feet, won't go. Rebounded inside by Chelan. Step around move, Molly Oswald, nicely done. Lays it off the window and in. Second bucket for Oswald, she's got four. And it's now 26-5. Omak again, they give it up. Lexi Gleisman with yet another steal. And Gleisman back the other way into front court, comes down to right side of the floor. Still works with the handle, now gives it to her teammate out up on top as it comes to Harrison. Morgan with it, lots of time on the shot clock here, 20 seconds. To Molly Oswald, knifing down the lane, puts up a runner, no. Harrison, the offensive rebound, keeps it alive for Chelan. Out on top to Sams. Got a new shot clock on that sequence. Harrison with it. Man-to-man defense here by Omak. Corner is closed off, goes to Harrison, now to Sams up on top. Lobs it to Gleisman, posting up down low. Turnaround banker, no. Off the side of the backboard that time. Excuse me, and the rebound to Omak as they, Feldman pushes it up the floor with a running shot, won't go, and draws a foul from Ashley Sams. So Sams a free throw. Trinity Feldman to shoot a pair. Looking for her first points of the game with 1:07 to play in the half. Right now, her team down by 21 points. It'll stay there as Feldman misses the first free throw. She'll get one more. Silva back in here now for the Lady Goats. Casey Verasca back in here for the Omak Lady Pioneers. And Estrella Delgado in the game as well for Omak. Second free throw will not go. Strong rebound by Molly Oswald. Leaves it now for Harrison as we come down to the one-minute mark here in the first half. Harrison in the front court. Sam's up on top with it. Tried to rifle a pass to Nordby, but it was off target, out of bounds. Chelan turnover. And it will come back here to Omak. Trying to get it under a 21-point deficit right now. The only way to get back is one possession at a time. As they have it in the front court now, off the dribble, it's Vraska. Comes baseline, reverse shot, got it to go. Nicely done. Vraska, her first score of the half, 26-7. As Chelan works it back the other way now into front court with 24 seconds to play. They can almost run out the shot clock, not quite. But instead of pushing foul into front court against Omak with 19.9 seconds. Sixth team foul, so we're not in the bonus. It'll be out of bounds to Chelan in front court. Next foul would put Chelan shooting a 1-1. Silva drops it to Sams down low, switches to the left hand, misses the shot in the paint. Rebound kicked out of bounds, last touched by Chelan. And with 11.6 seconds, the ball will go to Omak here as we come down to the final seconds here of the first half of play at CHS. Omak hard off the dribble to Feldman, leaves it for a teammate. Back to Feldman, 2 seconds to play. They lob it inside, stolen by Ashley Sams, and that will bring the first half to a close here, and not a pretty half for the visitors from Omak. At the break, the Lady Goats will head to the locker room with a 19-point lead on their opponent, the Omak Lady Pioneers. 26-7 is our score at the half with Chelan. Don't forget we have boys varsity action coming up at the conclusion of this game tonight. That'll be right about 7:30 as Chelan and Omak will do battle. We'll come back here at the half and run down the individual scoring totals and just have some other information to pass along here on the LCN Sports Network.
At Cashmere Valley Bank, they're committed to the principles that are summarized as the little bank with the big circle of friends. Cashmere Valley Bank is proud to support the student athletes of the Chelan and Manson teams. Cashmere Valley Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Chelan Realty, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley, owned and operated by the Higgins family since 1972. If you're looking to sell or buy real estate, check out the team at Chelan Realty. Visit online at chelanrealty.com or stop in at 141 East Wooden Avenue, downtown Chelan.
A new must-do attraction for Lake Chelan is Miller's Lake Chelan Auto Museum, featuring 3 buildings full of classic automobiles and vintage collectibles. They're located at 20 Blue Water Lane. Look for their seasonal opening in the spring of 2019. Miller's Lake Chelan Auto Museum. Frontline Real Estate, powered by Keller Williams, proud to support the student-athletes of our valley. Russ McClellan has been aggressively working the local real estate market for the past 29 years. If you're interested in a career in real estate, be sure to give Russ a call at 682-1111, 682-1111. Frontline Real Estate, located at 2120 West Wooden Avenue in Lakeside, or visit them online at frontlinerealestate.com.
Sorrento's Ristorante at Chelan Cellars, bringing world-class Italian-style dining to the shores of Lake Chelan. Call 682-5409 for reservations. Sorrento's Ristorante at Chelan Cellars.
And welcome back, everyone. Dennis Rahm here, LakeChelanNow.com. We are at the half in the first game of our doubleheader. The Chelan Lady Goats, a comfortable lead at the break. A 19-point bulge leading it over visiting Omak by the score of 26-7. As we'll take a look at the individual scoring leaders for both squads in tonight's matchup. And it won't take long to recap the scoring here for the visitors from Omak, with only 7 points on the board, 2 points apiece for Sydney Nichols, for Peyton Abrahamson, and also for Baraska with 2 points, and George with 1 point in the first half. So Baraska and George playing off the bench. They have 3 of the 7 points for the visitors from OMAC. For the Chelan Lady Goats, pretty good balance here. Boo Huddleston leading the way with 8 points at the break, including a three-point basket. Matea Ivory also chipped in with a long ball in that first half, as she has 6 points, 1 three-pointer, 1 field goal, and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Also 6 points for Lexi Gleisman on 3 buckets, 4 points for Molly Oswald, and then 1 each for Morgan Harrison and Ashley Sams playing off of the Lady Goats bench. So good performance thus far, at least on the scoreboard. Kind of a sloppy game, actually, and that happens sometimes when one team is dominating, as the Lady Goats have here in the first half, leading it at 26-7. The 19-point lead. I believe 21 points was their biggest lead of the game. They led it at 26-5. Last 2 points of the half going to the visitors from OMAC. So it stands at the 19-point disadvantage right now for the visitors. Let's take a look at the standings coming into this one. In the Caribou Trail League for the girls, in first place, it's Cashmere, the Lady Bulldogs, undefeated on the year, 6-0 overall, 3-0 in CTL play. Then at Chelan and OMAC, tied for the second spot at 2-1 in conference play. Chelan 5-2 overall, OMAC 6-2. OMAC, however, got blasted in their last game, and it's been kind of a carryover through this first half of play here at Chelan, struggling as well, while the Lady Goats coming off an impressive win, I should say, in their last game over previously unbeaten Brewster, winning that one 54-31. Also in the league standings, Okanagan is in the fourth spot with a record of 1-3 in conference play, 1-5 overall. And Cascade in the basement for the moment, 0-3 in the CTL, and they are winless on the season at 0-7. So there's a look at your standings on the girls. Games going on tonight. Aside from here, Cascade is playing at Cashmere in a league contest, and in a non-league game, Lake Roosevelt playing at Okanagan this evening. All right, we again are at the half here. We've got some, looks like some AAU youngsters down, some boys that are playing at the half here. Always a thrill to be able to play at halftime of a varsity matchup, girls or boys, and that's what these young fellows are doing right now. We're going to take a quick break, step aside again, and be back with more here as we continue with our live coverage on the LCN Sports Network, a part of LakeChelanNow.com, with our score, Chelan 26, Lady Goats all over the visitors from OMAC 27 at the break.
A stay at Watson's Harboring Resort is like taking a step back in time. Visit them online at watsonsresort.com. And remember that Memorial Day through Labor Day, you can enjoy great dining at an awesome location at Watson's Elpenhorn Cafe. Visit the cafe online at thealpenhorn.com.
Lake Chelan Community Hospital, celebrating their 70th anniversary. Watch for the construction of the all-new Lake Chelan Community Hospital starting next year, with completion scheduled for 2021. Visit them online at lakechelancommunityhospital.com.
Lake Chelan Building Supply is the Valley's locally owned and operated lumber yard, with locations in both Chelan and Manson. Lake Chelan Building Supply is stocked and ready to help with your building projects, large or small. Be sure to visit them online at yourlumberyard.com. Now entering their 40th year in business, Lake Chelan Building Supply.
Zippy Disposal Service. Established in 1977 and locally owned, Zippy Disposal provides garbage collection services. Located at 60 Chelan Falls Highway, or call the Zippy Boys at 682-3695 and let them haul it away.
And should pass along that the Chelan wrestlers will be at home for a match coming up tomorrow evening. So if you haven't maybe had a chance to get out and root on the Chelan wrestling program, you've got an opportunity coming up tomorrow evening here at Chelan High School. Might want to check it out. Those athletes work very, very hard. One of the more grueling sports, actually, in high school athletics. Hey, Chelan County PUD, their mission is to provide sustainable and reliable utility services that enhance the quality of life in Chelan County. ChelanCountyPUD.org is where you'll find them online. Also, don't forget about Kelly's Ace Hardware, now celebrating their 60th year of business. And they've got all the doodads you might need if you haven't gotten out and completed maybe some of your home winterization projects. Maybe you were at me and just a little bit late on getting some of that work done. I do have it done now, thank goodness. But anyway, if there's some things you lack, Kelly's will have it there. Also, any last-minute holiday decorations you might need, Christmas lights, bulbs, even some great gift ideas available at Kelly's Ace Hardware, downtown Chelan on Wooden Avenue, the home of the Smiling Irishman. And our thanks to North Cascades Bank. Convenient banking starts at North Cascades Bank. And be sure to inquire about their totally free checking. You can visit them online at northcascadesbank.com and try out their free online financial courses. North Cascades Bank, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We are ready to begin the second half of play. It is brought to you by Cashmere Valley Bank. On the attack, Chelan right down the lane quickly with it goes Ivory. Missed the shot. And the rebound going to come out here to Omak. So third quarter underway, 26-7, Chelan with the lead. Gleesman, Ivory, Molly Oswald, Boo Huddleston, and Tegan Silva, the five on the floor for the Lady Goats. The entry pass made there, and the shot put up in the lane is good. So Omak gets the bucket. Abrahamson with four. 26-9. So a one-time 21-point lead by the Lady Goats, down to 17 at the moment. Great entry pass inside. It went to Gleesman, but she missed the fadeaway shot there underneath. Got a little too deep that time. And back the other way now will come Omak as they muscle up a shot in traffic. It will not go as it comes up well short, out of bounds to Chelan. So Lady Goats can take their time, walk it up the floor. Omak has not gone with any pressure tonight. 17-point Chelan lead as they work with it in front court. Gleesman spins, banker high off the glass is good. Pretty shot that time by Lexi as she has 8 points now to match the 8 points of Boo Huddleston for game high honors. 28-9 Chelan, back to a 19-point lead. And nearly thrown away by Omak. Now they get down into a scramble and a held ball is called here. It will stay with Omak. Trinity Fellman, the 5'5 freshman, will inbound. Contested there by Silva, knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Silva. Now down to 15 on the shot clock as Omak looks to get it inbounds. They bring it back out on top as Arcenega had it briefly. They try to get it back to her inside, saved in by Omak. Shot put up, no good over the backboard, and the rebound snatched out of there by Gleesman. Off to Huddleston up the floor on the left-hand side, leaves it into the corner. Silva toes a three-pointer off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Omak as they race it back the other way. Fellman with a nice little left-handed runner. And she becomes Omak's top scorer with 5 points now, does Fellman. Ivory off to Huddleston. Boo now gives it back up. Gleesman working with the dribble out on top, and we're going to have a timeout taken here by head coach Rob Huddleston and his Chelan Lady Goats, with a timeout on the floor with 5:27 to play in the third quarter, and Chelan on top by the score of 28-11. Well, our next broadcast here on the LCN Sports Network will be during the Chelan Holiday Tournament. coming up on a week from this Thursday and a week from this Friday, 27th and 28th here at Chelan High School. Chelan will have another game after tonight and before the holiday tournament, traveling to play at Warden this Thursday night. Girl-boy doubleheader. Whoa, Gleesman went to throw it inbounds, and her teammate cut the other way, and now it'll be an over and back as Chelan has to go back-to-back court to pick it up. So Lady Goats kind of fell asleep on that one. Instead, Omak now possesses the ball as they inbound at midcourt on the far side. Feldman tried to pass it up to her teammate that time. Verasca was knocked away out of bounds. Back to Omak. Feldman will try it again. And then nearly threw it away, got lucky. Out it goes for an open three-point look. Missed that time by Abrahamson. In the lane, battling for it. Chelan's Oswald jerks it out of there, and then she's got to be grabbed and held in the backcourt. So the Pioneers will pick up a foul with 5:10 to play here in the third. Feldman will pick up just her first foul, first team foul here in the second half. Huddleston on the attack to Matea Ivory down the lane and had it stripped and stolen away from her. As Omak comes the other way with it in those black uniforms. Entry pass knocked away. Chelan now. It's a game of giveaway at the moment. Huddleston goes behind the back with the dribble. Brings it into front court. Right-hand side. Three-point look on the way. Matea Ivory, no. Goes offensive rebound to Chelan underneath Oswald. And she's going to be tied up. Possession arrow in this occasion. We'll leave it with Omak. Morgan Harrison comes in. Ivory is out. Ashley Sams comes into the game as well for Chelan. And Chelan again comes with backcourt pressure here against the Pioneers. 17-point Lady Goat lead, 4:40 to play here in the third quarter. Chelan with an over and back. And it's going to be out of bounds to Omak. Chelan made a mistake that time as they got the ball and raced to the wrong basket, forgetting for a moment what basket they were shooting at. And so it goes as a turnover, but now there's an overplay and a steal by Molly Oswald. Molly now is fouled as reaching in was Trinity Feldman attempting to get the ball back for Omak. She'll pick up her second personal in the last couple of moments. Lexi Gleesman now will inbound. Comes to Huddleston up on top. Swing it to Morgan Harrison now on the left side of the deck. Hands it off now to Oswald. Drives the lane. Kicks it out. Gleesman to three in the corner. Right side. Bang. Got it to go. Lexi Gleesman. Now Gleesman up to 11 points to lead everybody in scoring here. Shot. Gleesman got a piece of it by Omak. Picked up by Molly Oswald underneath. 31-11. Chelan by 20 looking to add to it. Huddleston dropped it, tried to get it to Lexi on the baseline there and couldn't handle the pass. It'll go out of bounds. Chelan the turnover. So they had the numbers in transition that time, but they cough it up. A lot of turnovers by both sides in this one tonight. And as we say that, nearly another one there, but it was deflected at the last moment, touched by Chelan out of bounds. But not a good pass by Omak. They were fortunate. Pioneers inbound, front court, as they get it there to Arcenega. Feldman for a three from the left wing. It won't go. Offensive rebound and a putback underneath. Still battling after it was Abrahamson. Gets it back. Tries to bounce a pass to her teammate. Kicked off the leg that time of Ashley Sams and out of bounds. It'll stay. Omak ball with 22 on the shot clock. Molly Oswald going to check out of the game. Bo Nordby comes in, the freshman. Omak inbounding. Knocked away by Gleesman on the overplay. Good job and picked up loose by Harrison. Here comes Chelan Huddleston quickly into front court. Blows by the defender. Out it comes to Gleesman. Puts it on the deck. Down the lane. Puts up a shot. No, but she's fouled on the play. And Lexi will shoot two. Lexi Gleisman, 11 points, 6 in the first half. Already 5 here in the third quarter, including a 3-point basket. Now trying to get some at the line and rattles in the first. So Gleisman now with a dozen, her first trip to the line here tonight. Chelan now has matched their biggest lead from the first half at 21. Now it is a 22-point lead as Gleisman hits both. ...21-point lead in the first half, 22-point lead right here. And Omak, with one of those unforced errors, just throws it away into front court. Not a good way to try and climb back into a basketball game. Looking pretty dire for them here tonight on the road. They just have been out of sync the entire way. Lexi Gleisman with it now in front court for Chelan. High on the right-hand side. Tried to bounce one inside. Kicked off the leg of an Omak player, but they let play continue. Now to Huddleston. 7 on the shot clock here for the Lady Goats. Boo works with the dribble. Now, right beyond the three-point line, handed it off to Sams. Put up a runner, but it's going to be a shot clock violation. Not good recognition by Chelan of where they were on the clock that time. Put Sams in possession in kind of an awkward spot with only about a second to play, and that wasn't good. 33-11, Omak with it. Ball loose down on the baseline there. Picked up, taken out by Huddleston of Chelan. Yet another Omak turnover. Boo now races up the floor. Comes right down the middle of the lane. Put up a shot. Knocked out of bounds, they say, last touch by Omak. So Chelan now with 24 on the shot clock will inbound from underneath. Gleisman to do the honors. Trying to add to that 22-point lead that they hold at the moment. Huddleston lobs at Gleisman in the low block. Had to go off her leg and then picked up there and taken by Omak as they come back the other way. Jabbed away by Huddleston from behind, but a foul going to be called here on Chelan. Quick hands by Boo, and didn't look to be a... Well, that's why it wasn't on Huddleston, the foul. It'll go... Yes, it was, and that's number 3 on Boo. Looked to be pretty clean, but don't know that the official had a good angle on it there. Chelan now passes it up the floor. Harrison goes right by the defender, lays it up and in off the glass. And for Morgan now, up to 3 points in the game, 35-11. 24 points a lead, the biggest of the night for Chelan. Off the dribble, drive Sams with an emphatic swat. Knocks it out, but a foul going to be called as well. And so Omak will get an opportunity at the free throw line with Peyton Abrahamson, a 5'6" senior, who has 4 points in tonight's contest. Remember, boys coming up later tonight at about 7:30. Chelan Omak will have that for you right here on the LCN Sports Network. On LakeChelanNow.com. Free throw number 1 was good. And Abrahamson going to get one more. It's up, it's good. So Abrahamson with a half dozen to lead Omak, but they need a lot more. Down 35-13, a minute 38 here in the third. Huddleston in front court. Harrison has it now up on top. Whips a pass down to the baseline there. Taken by Nordby, muscles one up, no, but she's fouled on the play. Nice effort by Nordby that time. She'll get 2. Samuels picking up her first foul, the 4th team foul on Omak, and Nordby's free throw is off the mark. Bow will get one more, looking for her first point. Ashley Sams out. Re-entering the game is Molly Oswald. Norby's second free throw offline as well. Rebound to Omak as they'll come out of backcourt. No pressure this time by the Lady Goats. Up to the right side, that's Nichols with it. Overplay there and a collision of players, and it looks like Tegan Silva going to pick up a foul here for Chelan. Her second foul, third team foul on the Lady Goats, and out of bounds on the far side in front court here for Omak. Minute 17 to play into third. They get it down low. Shot, turnaround, won't go from 12. Rebound, Chelan. Quick outlet pass as it comes to Morgan Harrison. Races down the right side of the floor in the front court. Stops up there. Leaves it now to Silva. Now to Huddleston up on top. Back to Tegan. Tegan beyond the three-point line. Looking for someone to get open underneath. They can't. Instead to Huddleston. 13 on the shot clock here. They lob it down low to Harrison. Harrison with two defenders collapsing on her. Out it goes for an open three-point look from the corner, and it's missed by Oswald. The rebound to Omak. 40 seconds to play in the third. Pioneers ball in front court. Off the dribble. A little running shot put up, missed by Abrahamson. Some contact, but no whistle. And back the other way we come. Huddleston now all the way down the lane. Puts it up on the run. In and out. Tough luck shot. Rebound to Omak with 23 seconds here in the quarter. Up ahead, Abrahamson had it. Gets it off to her teammate, and Nichols will cash it in with a 16-footer. She has four. 35-15. Chelan by 20 points in the lane. Oswald puts up a runner just before the buzzer. It won't go. And that brings the third quarter officially to a close with our score, Chelan 35 and the visitors from Omak 15.
At Cashmere Valley Bank, they're committed to the principles that are summarized as the little bank with the big circle of friends. Cashmere Valley Bank is proud to support the student athletes of the Chelan and Manson teams. Cashmere Valley Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Chelan Realty, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley, owned and operated by the Higgins family since 1972. If you're looking to sell or buy real estate, check out the team at Chelan Realty. Visit online at chelanrealty.com or stop in at 141 East Wooden Avenue, downtown Chelan.
A new must-do attraction for Lake Chelan is Miller's Lake Chelan Auto Museum, featuring three buildings full of classic automobiles and vintage collectibles. They're located at 20 Blue Water Lane. Look for their seasonal opening in the spring of 2019. Miller's Lake Chelan Auto Museum.
And we welcome you back here to Chelan High School as we get set to begin the fourth and the final quarter of play here in the first of our twin build tonight. The Lady Goats have a commanding lead at 35-15 to begin the fourth quarter. Omak, nice passing down low. Miss a wide open shot, however. They get the offensive rebound. They'll have another look at it here. Shot put up. Left elbow won't go this time as they have a miss, but they scramble and get yet another rebound. So they've been doing a pretty nice job, and shot put up underneath the basket. They can't score it again. Loose ball scramble. And it's going to go out of bounds to Chelan here. So several good looks, at least three in that sequence for Omak, but as it has gone much of the way tonight, unable to close it out with the bucket. 7.5 left in this one. Lady Goats in front court. Gleisman has it. Out on top now. Tegan Silva gets it to the cutting. Oswald down the lane, up and in. Silva the assist. Oswald with the bucket. Molly with a half dozen. Pretty play there. And then there's a steal by Oswald. Steps around the defender, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. The steal and the bucket. Back-to-back hoops for Oswald. Give her eight. And just like that, 39-15. 24 points, the Chelan lead. Omak nearly coughed it up again. Somehow they were able to keep it alive as they get it over there to Samuels, who's in the game. Passes, lots of hands getting on them and slight deflections, but Omak able to keep it alive. Turnaround shot underneath, no good. Gleisman tears down the defensive rebound here for Chelan. Outlets it now to Boo Huddleston, who brings it across midcourt. Cuts to the center of the floor. Still works with the dribble now as Gleisman claps her hands, calling for the ball. Gets it on that left-hand wing. Shoots a pass down low, and a nice left-handed banker off the glass. Ivory, who's got 8 points on the night. Gleisman with the assist. 41-15, all Lady Goats. Shot in traffic. There you go. Omak gets a bucket to go. They needed that one badly. That's Samuels with her first score, 41-17. points of Chelan lead. It was 26 moments ago, but Chelan now a turnover. And then Omak. I don't know where they were throwing that one, but if the intent was out of bounds, they accomplished it. Coming back to Chelan here with 5:52 to play in the basketball game. Lady Goats. Huddleston now advances into front court. Gleesman with it up on top. Swings it over now to Silva on the left side of the floor. Teagan. They come right with it to Oswald. Penetrates off the dribble. Now inside Huddleston. Baker off the window and in. 10 points for Boo. 43-17 Chelan. Omak. Abrahamson had it briefly. Gets it over there now to Samuels and over to Feldman on the left side of the floor. Knifes down the lane. Dumps off a pass to her teammate. Shot put up in traffic. George, no good. Rebound, another for Gleesman. And here comes Chelan. Long pass up the floor. It comes to Oswald. Step around move. Puts one up. No, but she's fouled on the play. So Molly Oswald here, number 14, will shoot free throws. She has 8 points tonight. First opportunity at the line for Molly. She'll land up by 26 and make it 27. Number one is good. Second Oswald free throw. It is good. So right now a 28-point lead, the biggest of the night for the Lady Goats. Molly Oswald becomes the third Chelan player to enter double figures with her 10th point on those two makes at the free throw line. Don't forget, coming up for Chelan after tonight, they have the long road trip to go play at Warden on Thursday of this week. That'll be a 6 p.m. tip for the girls, 7:30 for the boys. Non-league affair. And then a week from then, on Thursday, December the 27th, post-Christmas, will be the Chelan Holiday Hoops Tournament. Day number one on Thursday, day two on Friday. Hope the Chelan girls and boys teams will be involved in that one. Thanks to Chelan County PUD, where their mission is to provide sustainable and reliable utility services that enhance the quality of life in Chelan County. You can check them out online at chelancountypud.org. I want to go through their sections on how to save money by purchasing some energy efficient, money saving items. Got a lot of good, useful information. Okanagan throws it away in front court after the timeout. Chelan now back the other way as Huddleston goes behind the back with the dribble. Passes it over to Gleesman on the left hand side. Lexi looking low, surveying things. Nobody open. Silva up on top now. She gets it down inside Oswald. Nice turnaround shot. Got the defender in the air, makes the bucket, and gets the and one. So Molly Oswald now up to 12 points, 8 of them coming here in this second half. And now it is a 30-point lead, the largest of the game, make it 31. As Oswald completes the old-fashioned 3-point play, her 13th, so she's got the Baker's dozen. Omak now, down by 31, has it in front court, just wanting this clock to run and I think get off the floor here tonight. It has not been a good performance for the Lady Pioneers. Chelan has it in front court. Matea Ivory to Boo Huddleston now. Back to Ivory. Going to go ahead and use some clock here. Why not? Big lead. Not trying to rub it in by any means. Huddleston with it. Oswald, 7 on the shot clock. They get it to Gleisman trying to post up. Fadeaway shot in and out. Rebounded, though, by Huddleston. Another possession for Chelan. Over it goes Ivory for a three-point look. Won't score it from the right side, and the rebound to Omak. Omak now will push it. They come right knifing down the lane with number 14, Peyton Abrahamson. Her shot partially deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Pioneers. Morgan Harrison going to re-enter the game here for Chelan, and Ivory will exit. Her work may be done for the night for Matea. Replaced by the freshman Harrison. Long three-point shot up at the top by the Pioneers. Won't go. Gleisman up tall for the rebound. Cradles the ball. Now hands it off to Huddleston. Brings it in the front court off the dribble. Bounces a beautiful pass to a wide-open teammate Silva off the glass and in. And for Tegan Silva, her first bucket. 50-17, all Lady Goats. Omak working the ball around the perimeter. Pass deflected again, and Chelan with yet another steal. They keep it in bounds as it comes to Gleisman. Into the front court. Comes down to left side of the lane with a shot blocked, though, on a nice defensive play there. Mendoza. Check it. It was not Mendoza. Let's correct that. That was Estrella Delgado who made the rejection on the block against Gleisman. But Omak, yet another turnover, gives it back to Chelan. They'll inbound right at midcourt on the far side. Sams will do the honors. Gets it there to Huddleston. Boo just dribbling up on top. Now to Sams. Extended high on the left-hand side. Drops a pass to Gleisman at the left elbow. Comes down the lane. Bank shot off the glass. No, won't go. Sams crashes the boards for an offensive rebound. Tip to Gleisman. Muscles up underneath the rim. No good, but she's fouled on the play. And Gleisman will shoot two. Lexi Gleisman and Boo Huddleston, 13 points apiece, lead the Lady Goats in scoring. And Lexi will have two free throws to try to add to her total. Number one up, bounces around, and then gets that friendly shooter's roll and somehow came back down and through the cylinder. Lexi, 3 of 3 at the line tonight. She'll get one more here. It's on the way. Perfect. 2 points. Gleisman now with 15. And a 35-point Chelan lead, blowing the doors off the visitors from Omak tonight. Pioneers have it in front court, set their feet for a three-point look, won't go, get the offensive rebound, keep it alive, knocked out of bounds, and which way are they going? Chelan basketball, they say. Silva coming back into the game here for Chelan. And Janelle Munoz in the game as well for the Lady Goats. Wearing number 11. Chelan with it in front court. Harrison comes off the dribble down to 10 on the shot clock. Over to Nordby. Puts it on the deck. Comes left to Sams with 5 on the clock. Ashley needs someone to pass to. Instead, she'll take an extra step, and it's coming back to Omak. So Janelle Munoz in the game for the Lady Goats, up from the JV squad, and gets a defensive rebound underneath the basket and takes it away, gets it off to Harrison. Morgan now, up ahead to Sams. Ashley skips it out. Munoz comes right side with it. Silva left alone, and she cashes in a long two-pointer that time. 4 points for Tegan. All of them here in the fourth quarter, 54-17 Chelan. Omak, and again, sloppy play. They just throw it away in the front court. They've kind of been sleepwalking through this one here tonight. As we come inside the 1 minute mark, mercilessly, this one about to run down at least from the standpoint of the visitors from OMAC, 54-17. 37-point lead, stolen by OMAC. They come the other way. Left-handed shot on the run won't go. It's kind of the way the night has gone for them. They get it back. Left elbow jump shot put up. Banker off the window and in that time. So Arsenio getting the bucket. Her first score of the game, 54-19 and 20 seconds. Chelan can't, well, yes, they can. It looks like just about run the clock out if they just dribble it out here. With the ball on the left-hand wing with it. Nordby gives it off to Sams. Back to Bo now. 3-2-1. Nordby put one up. That's going to do it. Game is over. Congratulations to the Chelan Lady Goats. Get a big win on their home floor here tonight because it gives them sole possession of second place in the Caribou Trail League standings, where they go to 3-1 now. For OMAC, with the loss, they go to 6-3 overall, 2-2 in the league. So again, nice job by Chelan to record their sixth victory of the year, and most importantly, their third in Caribou Trail League play, as they take down the visitors here tonight from OMAC by the final of 54-19. Let's give a quick recap of the scoring totals for you in this first game. Then we're going to step aside, take a break for a little bit, and be back with the second game of the night. The boys varsity coming up with OMAC and Chelan. First off, the scoring totals for the OMAC Pioneers tonight. They were led by the 6 points of Abrahamson, 5 points for Trinity Fellman, 4 points for Sidney Nichols, and then off the bench, 2 points for Baraska, 1 for George, 2 for Samuels, and 2 for Arseniega to round out the scoring. So Abrahamson 6, Fellman 5. They lead the way for OMAC, but well short, certainly, against the much more talented Chelan Lady Goats, at least on this night. And for Chelan, as we look at their scoring numbers here, 15 points for Lexi Gleisman leads the way for Chelan to the victory. Molly Oswald right behind with 13 points. Boo Huddleston has a total of 10 points. And she got 8 of those, by the way, in the first half of play. 8 points for Matea Ivory, solid throughout the game. And also scoring for Chelan in tonight's contest off the bench, it would be the 4 points for Tegan Silva, 3 points for Morgan Harrison, and 1 for Ashley Sams. Playing but not scoring were Janelle Munoz, also Bo Nordby, and both got in there, did not score, however, in tonight's matchup. So the 15 for Gleisman, 13 for Oswald lead the way. Chelan wins it 54-19 over the visitors from OMAC. That's going to do it for game number one here on Lake Chelan Now on the LCN Sports Network. We're going to come back. We'll have the boys varsity matchup coming your way in about, 7 or 8 minutes from now. So come back to us here on LakeChelanNow.com.